At the Los Angeles Public Transit System, known as Metro, these workers monitor buses on their routes to look for delays or other signs of trouble. The system uses information from its cameras and sensors and will soon use data from the social media application Waze, sent by drivers who note real-time traffic conditions. Callie Fogel of LA Metro says the transit system needs up-to-date information.
Data is king. So to have a lot of data is very important. We have a lot of infrastructure data. What crowdsourcing and apps like Waze allow us to do is to fill in the gaps.
Waze, owned by Google, has partnered with cities from Rio to Jakarta to better understand urban traffic problems. Drivers like Frida Sidoroff of Los Angeles rely on Google Maps and other navigation apps to get through the traffic.
It is so useful. I use it every day.
The California Department of Transportation, known as Caltrans, also communicates with drivers through messages on freeways, its highway mapping site called QuickMap, and social media sites like Twitter. Caltrans spokesman Patrick Chandler says traffic managers see millions of trips each day.
We're still basically able to move a lot of people, but the system is old. It's 60, 70 years old, and so we try different things to maximize capacity beyond just building new freeways or interchanges or widening the freeways. We try different ways to inform travelers of the conditions that are ahead of them.
Police departments, like this one in Maryland, are using social media to communicate with the public. But following protests over the deaths of African Americans at the hands of police and the killing of several officers in separate incidents, some police are worried that applications like Waze that identify police locations can pose a danger to officers. Civil liberties groups are using their social apps to encourage citizens to monitor police, as police and other public agencies rely on the growing social media to communicate with the public and gather information. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.